Hello and welcome to the sc I'm sorry, that's the wrong podcast. Hello. Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, the Minted Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm playing my game. We're not playing Mysterio Legacy anymore. Well, I kind of sort of part-time am, but not for much longer. I'm trying to sell my bandages before they expire. I log in every 2 or 3 days to do maintenance and check on my bandages, and if they don't sell, I mark them down, basically. And then some of them sell, some of them don't. And then I come back in 2 or 3 days, rinse and repeat. Once they sell, once they're all gone, or they turn bad and are no longer sellable, then I will tear down my shop. Never to return again. That's not true. I might return again, but I don't know. Drafter is now playing Mysterio Legacy again. He's in the West Coast server. I took the Hamtoria character there and parked it in the farm. But I'm not sure if I'm going to play or not. Again, I might play part-time, but right now we're playing Brutal Age more full-time. ATV told me about a new game. Let me go to our Discord. I should put this Discord in our on our wall as well. On our wall as well. Anyways, ATV is playing a game called Forgotten Trails MMORPG. You can find it in Google Play. And apparently he played it before and he liked it, but I guess got bored with it and then came over to Mysterio Legacy, or who knows where he went from there. Looking at a new game update for a different game. This game is called Kateria RPG, Kateria, Kateria RPG, and I've got a whole list of different games on our DD&D Discord. We have our Demented Dungeons and Dragons Discord. Here we go. I'll call this game chat Discord. There we go. So I'll put this link And the game. Oh, wait. I'm going to make this a non-expiring link. There we go. I'll put this link in the game chat Discord section so that if you are interested in gaming, you can go there. We have 13 members as of now. I'm going to go manage the permissions. See here. Read text, yes. Send text, no. Send, no. 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 Yes. No. No. Yes. Save. All right. Basically, you can read this section, but you can't respond in this section. You have to go to the DD&D game chat Discord in order to find, to do the game chat. So that's where we're sending people. And there's some people, like I said, 13 people there already. I got a list of games. You can make a suggestion for a new game category if you find a medieval RPG MMO game that we might be interested in. Share your commentary, so on and so forth. Parallel Origin is another game we're playing, but I haven't actually been there in a while. I probably should be. Parallel Kingdom is the game that got us pretty much started. David's been playing games for a while. I got out of gaming 20 years ago, 20 some years ago, whenever I started doing web development, which was around 2000. I think it was 2001, actually. Yeah, right after September 11th, my dad got me into Skybiz. So 2002, I officially put gaming behind me and got into computers and web design and all that stuff. I mean, I was trying to get into that market before. I had 900 number, Dateline, chat line, sports and entertainment line, a psychic line, and so forth. And I hired people to build a website for me, but I didn't really know how to do it myself until my dad pretty much taught me how to do it in 2000 and the end of 2001, the beginning of 2002, basically right after September 11th. The attack on American soil by its own government. But we won't talk about that here. We talk about that on our Scrap podcast. Anyways, so you can find that at scrapgovscrap.com. So I got into web development and I've been doing that for almost 20 years. And I started getting burnouts in 2017. And 2018, I didn't hardly do anything IT-wise. I pretty much worked in the oil field and didn't hardly get on the computer at all. But in what year was it that we started playing Parallel Kingdom?
6 months before it ended.
I think it was 2016 or 2015.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating though. It ended right when I discovered
Yeah. I started playing
it.
it in its early stages, but my phone was cumbersome and wouldn't keep up. And the game was cumbersome and had issues. So I uninstalled and moved on. And then later, 2015, 2016, I think it was 2015. No, I think it was 2016 when we discovered it, started playing, and then it died.
Yeah.
It was towards the beginning of our...
Runners killed it.
Well, that too. But it was towards the beginning of our podcast. So if we go back and look at our archives for the DD&D podcast, we started playing it around that time, and it died or got killed shortly thereafter.
It's our fault. We did it.
Yeah, blame it on the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Or host. Yeah, in fact, we actually started changing our podcast format to talk about that game.
Yeah.
The week prior to finding out about its death. The week prior to us, to the announcement of the death of Parallel Kingdom, we converted our podcast to a Parallel Kingdom podcast.
Yeah, we're a couple of idiots.
Yeah, and then it died. Or was murdered. Or whatever. So, we did that Parallel Kingdom podcast for about a month till Parallel Kingdom's death, and then went back to our regularly scheduled podcast because we didn't have anything else. Which was
not that we ever stayed to a real schedule,
something like that. We didn't really have it. Well, we this is probably our more permanent schedule, but then again, it could change because Lenny Ladner is the one who might change the scheduling of our podcasts because I want to have them both on the same day. It won't be Saturday or Sunday, maybe Saturday, but it definitely won't be on a Sunday. Because Ron Paul changes his recording sometime between Sunday and Monday.
Right.
And you're training your dragon.
Yes, and I need to figure out how to get stop doing that buzz, 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 because that really eats my battery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, though, because when I started, when I was doing it, you were like, what the heck is that? Now we both know.
You're right.
Now, whatever, yeah. It's funny when I'm talking to somebody else and I'm playing the game, and they're like, what the heck is that? And I was like, oh, it's nothing.
It's just my stupid phone doing stupid things. Yeah, that's got to end. Got to be able to shut that off. I don't know how to shut it off.
I got a splinter in my pinky, and I don't know where it came from.
Ooh. I got some dragon coin.
Dragon coins.
58 of them. That's enough to buy another digger.
Ow!
Use tweezers instead of your teeth.
I was trying, but that didn't work. Wait, did it work this time? No. I'm trying to push it out with my fingernails. I think I got it that time. There it goes again.
Wasn't much
I don't
of a
know where that came from, but that was a weird splinter. Okay, I got it.
Okay, I got it.
All right, so I'm smacking
Did you do the update for the game?
I tried to, but it says there's no update.
Weird. It updated on two of my phones, but the other one won't update.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing an uninstall and reinstall. Because then it can't tell me that I didn't update. Well, it could, but... Okay, good. I almost got halfway to the red little thing with the dangling, glowing thing in front of its face. Yay.
Yay for the retard.
Okay. So I need at least 30 more energy before I attempt the adventure again. So I'm pretty well done at the game.
Now, I got a Facebook call from the Philippines just a minute or earlier while in between podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a video chat call, but I didn't refuse it. I just didn't answer.
Right. Yeah, one girl calling me for David already. And it's like, well, you know, how are you going to get here?
Well,
most
of that didn't answer because we were in between podcasts and I wanted to, I had to restart my phone and then call into the podcast. So, otherwise I would have talked to her. Even though I'm not interested in her, I still would have at least talked to her.
Well, you know me, I'll talk to anybody.
Huh?
And I want to make that clear to her that I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah,
but
basically,
if
I'll talk
gets
to her.
Here, if she gets here, she'll get my full attention. Yeah, okay. If she gets here, we need to figure out whether we're going to be an item or not. And we're not going to figure it out unless, you know, we give each other our full attention.
Yep. I mean, I'm not against bringing a woman over here from another country, but then I'd have to get government sanctions on my marriage.
That's a good point.
And I got to pay the government thousands of dollars to bring her over here.
Right, and if you don't do those things, if she manages to get here under other circumstances, then she's going to be a lamb on the run.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm still on the fence about bringing somebody over here. I would, but, you know, I don't know. I got better things to spend $5,000 on. Or I should say $5,000 to $10,000 on.
Guess what I just found.
Because, I mean, I know some people spent more money than that even, but I think the minimum you would probably spend is probably $5,000. But again, that's a lot.
Holy shit.
Now, some of that would go for...
To kill this thing.
Some of that would go to airline expenses, and some of that would go to other normal expenses. But a good chunk of that goes to the government. And I'm not for increasing the size of the House, extending the reach and the power of government.
No. If anything, reduce it.
Reduce. But, I don't know. I guess if I found the right one, I might do it. But, I don't know, I'm not really looking that hard either. I'm not even looking that hard in the U.S., let alone in another country.
I hear you. All right. Go join my rally.
Do what?
Go join my rally. This thing's going to die in 7 minutes. 6 minutes.
Oh, your phone?
No, the rally.
Oh, the rally.
Yeah, it's a Sonya, level two. Nobody's jumped on it.
Oh, I can't fight a level two.
And it's gonna die in six. It's gonna be gone.
Hang on.
I can't believe it sat that long without anybody.
I don't have enough stamina.
Oh. Oh. Crap.
Where is it?
It's in Horde chat. I clicked on the link and nobody was on it.
Oh. All right, well, I'll share it again. Summoned by Chocolate Candy.
Yep. I haven't figured out whether that one's a guy or a girl yet. Yep, mine's the only battle raid out there right now, so.
Yep. That one's going to take some really strong players to take it out within 4 minutes.
Yep.
You nor I have the power to do that.
Dude, I can't even do my own.
We don't even have the power to take out a level one, let alone level two.
Okay,
but
somebody else started
it,
one.
That's cool. I think you get points for summoning it, whether people fight it or not. But I don't know. You might have to. Someone might have to fight it before they get credit.
Is that the same? That's the same critter. Okay, so how do I quit mine? There we go. Confirm.
Somebody joining. Just joined it. Level 40.
Somebody,
two people are...
somebody created a new one.
Oh,
same
okay.
Critter. So I just quit mine and joined there.
Oh, okay.
Got
oh, yeah,
2 minutes.
I got no stamina. I can't join. Or I don't have enough. I have enough to attack a pig, but not to go after that thing.
Yeah, you need 20.
Oh, yeah, I only got 18.
Well... 12 minutes from now, you'll be able to join this thing. It'll be gone 10 minutes after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. This girl got over here for education purposes. And she's back in the Philippines. If she had a way to get back, that'd be great. So.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yep. Yeah, what's up with this? Somebody eating up all the relics before I get a chance to collect them.
Yeah. No. See, I don't know why it does that. It's not doing it for me anymore.
Because you got three characters, you can go collect all the relics before I get to them.
Well, or our new character, or our new player, because we have a new player. We have a fifth player now.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm. But I don't always get the relics with more than one character. In fact, I try not to do it. Because I try to be fair. If I know you're not going to be on for a while, then yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I try to get on about once every 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Because that's about the time. Yep, see, this Lonely Warrior doesn't exist anymore. We never fought it. Boom.
But if we get, once we get more people, we'll have more relics.
Okay, here's another one. How much stamina you got now?
Don't know.
Okay, I'm advertising.
All right.
This one's got almost an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, this is this new one. So somebody created it, tried to kill it, didn't quite make it, and they don't have enough stamina to do it again, so they advertised it, shared the link.
All right, let me see. Not enough.
You got 19 now?
Yes.
Okay. It's only a level one, though.
Well, that's good. Level ones are better because we really can't fight level twos yet. We're not strong enough.
Yeah, I need to kill four of those. Get my points.
Good luck with that.
Or more accurately, I need to participate in a group that's killing.
I thought you needed to just summon them.
I need to summon a one, which I'll do a little bit later. But as long as there's others available, I'll jump on those. I compete. It's hard enough to get enough people to join. Got three now.
Yeah, I think during the day people are more available, but it's hard to tell. I mean, what I would do is keep an eye on the map, especially around the areas where there's a lot of a lot of color and purple squares.
Right.
And if you see activity, then spawn one.
Right.
So what I do.
They're gathering. So if you see a lot of people going in and out gathering, spawn one there so they can see it.
Exactly. What I typically do is I zoom out. Right around the center, there's a lot of purple. So I'll find a good purple blob. There's a lot of people. Like
near 420?
Near 420, but also, let's see.
How much damage you got? There's one slot left.
This location here.
I got three real heavy hitters that have joined. Ah, there you are. I'm going to hit go as soon as you res.
Ooh. Oh, that one. I can't use it yet. I can use her.
Boom.
Okay, I got one more I can use. This location that I just posted is a good location.
Okay.
It's in our...
Wow, we're moving fast.
I just spawned another one there.
You know, that thing went zipping by, you wouldn't see it go across the screen for very long.
I won't be able to use this one. I should have waited to spawn it. But, you know, basically, we're in our clan chat. I posted a come see this land spot.
Okay.
If you click on it. Whoa, what the heck was that?
I know, but we killed her.
Cool. That was a weird glitch. I don't know if you get the same glitch, but... I just, my last post says, come see this, underneath the girl one. Location 641-491. I just spawned, the lonely warrior there.
Oh, yeah. Because she's there.
Anyway, yeah, that's a good spot to spawn one of those because there's a buttload of people there.
Well, I'm going to rally on that one.
All right.
Well, that's weird. The last character I rallied with doesn't have a... Wow.
So, we killed it?
We killed the last one. But I just used the last character that I used on that one, and it didn't have an hourglass on it. Weird. I get to reuse it for free. Oh, and in answer to your question before, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock our time. Your characters will become available again.
6 p.m.?
Yep.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's midnight UTC.
I remember you saying 6, but I thought it was 6 a.m.
Yeah, we're minus 6.
Got it.
Meanwhile, I'm the only one attacking this lonely warrior that you accidentally marked.
That's okay.
Wasn't a glitch. You marked it. And got about an hour to kill it.
That's cool. I might build 15 stamina by then.
Right. Who summoned it?
I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. By accident. I mean, it wasn't an accident, but after the fact, I was like, I probably should have waited till I had stamina to fight it.
Right. Yeah, I don't see who created it. Joe Mama's calling me. I'm going to decline it. Hopefully he understands that decline means that I was busy on a podcast. And calls in instead. Share CD. Yeah, I didn't know what CD meant for the longest time.
Who, you?
Yeah. Yeah, CD is cool down. We got two minutes and 18 seconds before I can share this rally again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now that I know... Now they know how these rallies more or less work. Like, I hop in on every one I can.
That's it.
Oh, that's how you get stone coins. The last one I got 10 stone coins for. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fighting those guys, you get the stone coins, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was wondering. Didn't know. Still waiting for my second player. An hour before I have to have them. Well, 53 minutes. Do, 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 do. The Hurry Up and Wait podcast. Oh, somebody joined. Shaman. Okay, I'll see if Shaman advertised. Did not. And I'm still the only game in town with this one. Okay. Something green with what looks like a pink bow on its head. Not sure what that is. Anyway, they're not very powerful. And I assume they're new because they didn't advertise to me to join. So I just advertised. Again. A member of war. Interesting armor collection. They got three different types of armor on. Okay, their creature is a 4-star little flower.
Hang on, I'll go look. Oh, yeah. I got 6 stamina now.
6? Yay.
I can buy some for 65 gems.
No, but go to your village and see if you can do, you know, the different tasks and stuff. Because sometimes it'll award you.
Hang on, let's see if I can. No, can't buy anything, any stamina in the clan store.
Okay, the workshop, that's the workshop. Okay, there's daily quests and clan quests. Sometimes those will award you if you're doing those.
Oh,
mostly
yeah,
mostly they give you experience and, you know, it's hard to tell what you get. Yeah, I need to upgrade this one more time so I can get the, no, I need to get Stronghold 15 before this thing starts giving me Dragon Quest. I didn't know this was the workshop. I was wondering what in the world they're talking about. Okay, so you can use those diggers in the workshop to dig more dragon eggs. All right. I might have to turn my generator back on. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, my bladder's screaming at me.
Don't do that.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Well, that's weird. Wonder what to do with it. I have a ruler that I put a support on for my phone so I can have light and watch my movies at the same time, and I don't know where I put that stick. Oh, well. Because it's kind of handy. That's a little trick I'll have to do instead. Yay.
Oh, man. I need to get one of those guys.
A flower?
No. That guitar chick and
yes.
That muscle-bound guys, recall your characters from the dead.
Oh, yeah. Guitar, yeah, the guitar girl. Mine hasn't yet. But it heals everybody.
That's good.
And it seems to heal everybody while it's attacking.
Interesting.
Yeah. Even more interesting is, what in the world did I do with my little stick? I need it. I need it, like, right now.
Well, I've got 7 stamina now.
Yay.
You might want to advertise again, maybe.
Well, I got 2 members still. And I can advertise, so yes, I do want to advertise.
Want to advertise as often as it will let me. Which is probably why they have a limitation on how often.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's people who spam the chat.
Spammer.
Kind of curious, though, why they came up with the 4 minutes and 20 second, no, 5 minutes and 20 second cooldown period.
Well, the game probably gives it only seconds, and so they picked a certain amount of seconds. And that amount of seconds come out to be 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay.
So what is 6 times 5? Or 60?
60 times 5.
Plus 20. 320 seconds. So I don't know why they picked 320 seconds.
Right. Weird.
Maybe that's their favorite number, 320.
320.
Mine would have been 237 seconds. So 237 divided by 60 be 3.98 minutes or 95 minutes. So it'll be 3 minutes and 55 seconds or something like that. And people will be like, what? Why did he pick 3 minutes and 55 seconds? They probably won't even catch it. They'll probably think it's just 4 minutes cooldown.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, this is driving me crazy.
Crazy.
Where in the heck is that? This just isn't kosher.
Kosher, kosher.
I mean,
kosher,
after a podcast, I might want to watch a movie, and now I can't.
Oh, that would be blasphemy.
Yeah, I won't. I'm going to go straight to sleep after our podcast. But when I wake up first thing in the morning, definitely going to want to use it then.
Where in the world?
Help.
Hello.
So if a person was to kill themselves, are they going straight to hell?
They're probably leaving hell.
Probably leaving hell?
As in, they found hell so
they found this life so hellish
that they decided they wanted to leave.
True.
Granted. I'm not sure that would be a good solution for them, because
they're just going to reincarnate and come back.
Come back and repeat the same process again. Might even come back to the very same life that they just tried to leave. I have to live it again. Which would explain why so many babies cry when they first are born. It's like, oh shit, I've been here before. Oh no, not this one again.
Right.
Alrighty, I give up.
Yeah, I would not want to come back. Which is why I think a lot of people would choose not to believe in reincarnation and choose to believe in eternal bliss.
Well,
that's what heaven is, eternal bliss.
Ah, I found the stick I was looking for. Yeah, I remember putting it where it's at. Well,
it's my understanding that time and space are purely an illusion. And the only place and time that there is here and now. And we're in it. No matter what we do, we're here, we're now. And since everything else is just an illusion, ending your life inside the illusion only means that you're still going to be here and now, and for whatever reason you decided to be in an illusion while you were in the here and now, so you're probably going to end up back in the illusion.
And I think you're delusional.
Right. And since you obviously chose this particular delusion in order to work out certain issues, you're just going to return to exactly the same delusion again. With potential other variations, but,
here you are and here you'll be and never more so, whatever. Okay, my screen is blank. Why is my screen blank? There we go. I probably derezzed the game, which means I lost. Okay, yep. Damn it. I have to restart the game.
Well, our new member, Callie, is pretty powerful. Not power is 9,035,000, and they've got 644,000 kills.
They're at least tenfold more powerful than us.
Yep.
And they joined us. Why?
They might be a spy.
I got 4 members.
They're inactive, though. They're yellow. Oh!
Okay. I got 2 powerhouses and 1 slot open. So you might have hit on the perfect key. Create it and advertise its location.
Yeah.
And let other people jump on it.
Yeah, and you get points for the spawn.
1 more. Okay, I can advertise. I'm going to advertise again.
Okay. Maybe Ugandali. Oh, no, Ugandali don't have any stamina.
Well, I can throw in another player. But
hang on.
Somebody else is advertising one.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't good. I look to see it all, and it says there's no things available.
Yeah, there's 1 available. That's yours.
Okay, there it is.
She ain't got no good characters.
What do you mean?
Took a dolly.
Oh. Well, you know what? Throw one in. Oh, there we go. Ugadali's throwing one in. Oh, you pulled away.
It would be a waste. If somebody else doesn't come in at the last minute, then...
Half your time is used up already. Hop in. I'll re-advertise if we only half kill the thing.
All right, hang on.
Yeah, we're at the 35-minute mark. So really, you know, at 40 minutes, you should have thrown somebody in.
Nah.
If not you, I'm going to throw in a second piece. It isn't going to help as much. It just means I'll get twice as much stuff.
Give me a minute. All right, fine.
Yeah, I almost pressed the go button as soon as the go button came back, and I saw it was a plus sign in the middle of the character. Like,
okay.
That would have been... Yeah, I waited until I saw your blue, beautiful bitch.
Blue blonde.
Your blue, beautiful blonde. Boom! They all hit my place, and they're off.
It's booking, too. It's flying fast. Zero! That's a fast little runner.
Well, I think it's based on it always takes the same amount of time to get to it from the rally point. So the further away it is, the faster they move, and wow, did they kill that one.
Wow. Cool. I guess it's good
and this
that
guy must be,
joined.
This guy that's walking off to the side, he must have been right there. Because he just walked slowly home.
Yeah. That's cool. All right.
All right, so my turn. I'm gonna res one in right nearby.
Victory! See what Kano got.
Boom. And oops.
Oh.
Yeah. Dang it. I'm trying to click on mine. And let's see, I'm gonna reuse my biggest guy. Bone Fist. Green Bone Fist. All right. Yay. Oh, shit.
What?
We should do this one first. It's an easy kill. I can't rally it, though, because stupid me. So we joined my rally already? Yes. Darn.
Oh. You can,
I could, but somebody joined already, and I'd hate to...
No, disband it.
Yeah, I hate to do that. I know what you're saying. Here it goes.
And then we can all three join this other one.
Yep, I'm rallying it.
No, don't rally it. Join the other one. Click all.
What?
Don't rally it. Join the other one and click.
What other one?
There's already two going, yours and the other one. Click all instead of, in the chat. Go to the chat and click all.
Okay, I quit mine. Got it.
And there you go.
Join.
There you go. Now we just need one more person. Oh,
got it.
There they are.
Just in time. Boom. But we're a bunch of weaklings.
And we got a couple good, strong
ones. Two good
here.
Ones.
It won't take much. There we go.
Oh, yeah, I see us flying.
Yeah, Prepper's not going to be playing for a little while because I can't do the update.
Oh.
Well,
now, do you have the location on where I planted mine?
I
it was close to where
play.
You planted yours. Okay.
She can
now,
play, but she can't do
any. Now I rally on mine.
She can't do any of the update stuff. There you go.
Now I advertised mine. And people are joining. Oh, Prepper just joined.
Yeah, she ain't got anything good.
Can't say my wolf's any good either, but it's 4 stars and level 30.
Yeah. I'll have Prepper join if nobody else joins. You got 55 minutes. Oh, we'll get to the 30 mark. And if nobody joins by the 30 mark, then we'll...
Actually, I'm thinking the 40 mark. If I don't get enough people by the 40 mark, then I fill in the rest with whatever I got and then re-advertise. Will at least be knocked down some?
Maybe. If you've got enough strength to knock it down.
Well, by myself, I can knock it down 10%. So, you know, the better I have in there, the greater, but, you know.
Yeah.
Cool down, 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Now, I need to go collect some material. She needs wood.
Yay.
Oh, at our THC and CBD location?
Yes.
We're getting 3 and 4 level character
critters,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, because we're leveling up.
Yeah, this game seems to throw out creatures according to the level near you, you know, of your players. But the areas themselves have a basic creature level.
And I think we're getting up to that creature level. Toward the middle, the highest level, I think, is level 6. Okay, so I got to kill 2 more. I got to challenge 2 more. But I need to kill 4 level 2s. I haven't killed any level 2s yet. So I got to get in on some level 2s. Oh, well. Probably won't happen. And I'm still the only one on here.
What are you going to do that for?
I don't know. Nobody wants to kill a level 1. Gathering magic mushrooms. 15 minutes and 26 seconds. Uh-oh. Need more wood. There we go. Yeah, I'm upgrading all my war huts. And it now takes 11 hours for me to produce troops.
Nice.
To be honest, I don't think it's a good thing, because I don't think I'm producing any more troops each time. It's just taking me longer to produce them.
Well, let's see.
How many troops do you produce?
Mine are only like level 5.
Right.
And I'm producing... I don't say. Oh, 185.
Oh, okay. I'm producing 860, and most of mine are level 10 and level 11, and I've only got 2 more to level up to get them all to level 11. And I've got all 5. I filled in all 5 slots with that hut size.
There you go. Yeah, mine are only level 5. My healing wells are level 4. I need to upgrade them. Oh, that's on prepper. Let's. They're higher on my main character.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my healing wells next. That. Let's see now. Healing wells provide temporary residence for wounded troops. So, yeah, so the more of those you have, the more wounded troops that can come in. And like, if you got excessive wounded troops, the extras don't end up dead. Hey, I got 3 people that joined. I'm at the 48-minute mark. And I can advertise again. Yay. I've got 2 decent characters. One's really weird looking. What's this? A Valor the Tusk.
Oh, yeah, that's a new character.
Can't quite make out what it is. somebody signed up for the last position?
That's weird.
Oh, no. Okay, just waiting. Never mind. I was reading things wrong. Need two more. Yeah. You might as well join in. Because I got two heavy hitters. It's only level one character.
I'll wait till the 40 mark.
Okay.
Let me see what Kano can do. Kano can't do nothing because Kano ain't got no stamina.
Kano's worthless. Yeah, some guy from Blue Horde attacked me. And so I sent him a message, said, do you need anything? He hasn't responded. But if he responds, he's like, well, you knocked on my door. Just about blew it off the hinges, but you knocked on my door. But you needed something.
Yeah. I want all your stuff.
Right. As you can see, I don't have anything. Okay, I got four.
Cool.
Ooh, wow. You got three heavy hitters.
All right. Prepper will join.
Here we go. Boom. What was that you joined with? It was green.
Yeah. It was her alligator guy.
Yeah, I didn't see it long enough. I just saw that there was something there, so I hit go. As long as there wasn't a plus sign in the middle of the chest, I was happy.
So should I upgrade Callie to at least rank 2?
Sure. What difference does it make other than to say that you're not insulting them?
Right.
What? It survived? Oh my gosh, you survived. Well? I'm throwing in my BBB.
Go to members and see if at rank 3 you can level people up to rank 1 or 2.
Oh, okay.
Click the option next to them and see if it gives you a ranking option.
Just a second. I want to see what's left on her. So they did more than half damage on her. She's not quite down to 1/3. But you would have think with 3 heavy hitters, that would have killed her.
Oh, yeah.
I had 3 5-stars in there.
You might want to discard yours and join this other one.
Okay.
There's 2 rallies for the same girl.
I don't see it.
That's because you can't. Well, I don't know if you can or you can't, but I would just disable.
It was for mine?
It's called.
It was a rally for mine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was. Well, I'm going to get something anyway, but.
Well, what I'm trying to say is just continue yours and join theirs.
Yeah, I joined theirs.
Oh, okay.
And you're right, it is for the same girl.
Now there's three of you.
Yeah, I'm the third one. Well, I'm the second one by the picture here, but because I'm the blue blonde, whatever.
How much stamina do I have? Only 11.
I got at least one more 5-star on there before you jump in.
No, I mean Kano.
Oh, yeah, you need 9 more.
Yeah, unless I spend some gems, I won't have enough stamina.
Looks like there's a 4K girl there available to get hit, too.
Huh?
Looks like there's a 4K that needs to be hit also. Nope, it's gone. Okay, there's the fourth. That's 2 5-stars. You want to jump in?
Okay. Nope.
Might as well get something out of it, right?
Maybe.
Anyway, I don't have any control.
Right. She could get kicked out. Let's see. There we go.
It's going.
We're off.
I was typing in, go, 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 go. And it went before I could finish. Let's not be too far away. We're not moving very fast.
I don't know. It looks pretty fast to me. Looks like a long ways away. There it is.
Why ain't it moving?
Bam! Killed her.
I never saw it.
Cool.
You got runes from that, apparently.
All right.
I finally gotten enough runes that I can do a lot of different things. Still can't do the white oak.
Oh, yeah, I got the white oak.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I need 2 more runes before I can do it.
Let's see what I got. Yeah, that's the one. White oak. So I've got 90% construction speed. Research speed is actually what I want. But I don't have enough for 90% research speed. I got enough for 37.8% research speed. Wood production, don't care. Territory, gathering bonus. I can do 18.9% gathering bonus right now. Oops. But I don't care so much about that even. True defense. It's not really that great. They should have better troop defense. Warrior defense. I can do 36.2% warrior defense. They do have one a little bit better than that, 39.4. Warrior health. They got one here for 86.6% warrior health.
Yay.
But I only have one of the required runes for that. Beastmaster defense. But that's just one of my characters. Why would I do that? You know, the girl who rides the lion and the rhino and
yeah.
the pterodactyl, that's the Beastmaster.
Right.
Training speed. No. Training cost reduction, it's only 14%. Training consumption reduced. I got 25% runes, but there's a better one that I need.
All right.
More.
I now have white oak.
Cool.
No, I don't.
Reinforcement capacity.
Oh, no, I don't have white oak. I can equip it minus two of the stone.
Alright.
Fooled myself.
Oh, rally capacity. That's cool. You can increase your rally capacity.
Okay.
But I don't have enough tokens for that. Oh, that's for war and or defense.
Yeah.
Not for these. So, yeah, I did the white oak one, but it still left one slot open.
Okay, so you didn't do it.
No, I did, but it doesn't fill all the slots. It leaves the yellow slot open.
Oh, yeah.
So I picked I picked one of my runes to fill that slot. And it seems like it's still working.
Well, yeah.
So it's giving me ivory production at 33%. As well as my my white oak construction speed of 90%. But I might leave it that way until I get the research speed. Because I use all of my speed up relics for research. So I've already got construction at 90%. Which it doesn't seem like it's actually doing anything.
There we go. I just upped my training capacity.
Cool.
Does it increase it by 2,880?
My huts are level 8 and level 9. My warrior huts and my healing wells are level 7 and level 8.
Right.
(clears throat) I only level them up when I'm waiting. See, like right now, in order to level up my stronghold, I'm waiting on my watchtower to level up. So while I'm waiting for it to level up, I level up other things. Right now, oh, I'm leveling up my storage capacity in my warehouse. Because that's very important. the main things that I level up is the stronghold, the research facility, the warehouse, and the partner section. And whenever I get to a point where I can't level those up, until I level up the stronghold, then I'll level up the stronghold. But sometimes I'll try to level it up, and it says, oh, you got to level up something else. So then I'll focus on leveling those up, the lesser important things. Right now, my little exclamation mark is telling me I got to level up my war camp.
Yeah. It tells you what to do. I do what it tells me, and then I use the other hammer to do what I want to work on.
There you go.
And it was clear to me it wasn't going to upgrade all those war huts. So I went through and upgraded them all.
Upgraded them all.
All right, let's go through my wonderful bag of stuff and see what I got.
Yeah, apparently you can bypass all of that and just pay gems to upgrade it instantly.
Yeah, I use my gems for turtles.
I use mine for shields. I'm not, I've already spent enough on turtles. Shields is pretty much what I spend my gems on now.
Until all my Bali Juniors are 6 stars, I'm buying turtles.
Buy some turtles.
Wow. Well.
Oh, that's a fly trap, I think.
A fly trap?
Yeah.
Oh, a Venus fly trap?
Yeah, that weird flower girl.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, I've defeated one level 2 lonely warrior. 3 more to go. You just have to slip in there before they kick you out.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, I've got a... I don't know what you call it. A rare obsidian magic turtle. So here it goes. Gonna spin the turtle. What? New upgrade coming. Please check them on the store.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, okay.
About.
The update's ready. It wasn't ready earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I can't get my LG to update. I tried using Wi-Fi. I tried using my regular internet. It's not working.
Yeah, it's telling me I don't have enough room.
Well,
no, you don't get to delete. Dang it, it selected a program for me to delete on its own. Like, no, you don't get to choose.
Oh, yeah. It does that.
Well, I've never used Bitmoji since I installed it, so it's going. And I haven't used this one either. But I might. And that one doesn't work. So it should go.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't sell any relics. I mean, not relics. Runes.
You can sell a rune?
Yeah, but you know what you get for them?
What?
Mana.
The last thing you need.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Not a lot of it, for that matter.
Well, okay, that's one benefit.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. So there's really no incentive to sell a rune.
Nope.
Ooh.
Battery.
It's 11:01. Do we have anything important to talk about other than turtles?
Turtle power. Not really. We talked about one other thing besides the game. Oh, Drafter is playing Mystery Legacy again.
Yeah, he told me that last week.
Oh, okay. He's in West. I thought he was in London.
That's a black hole of attraction West is for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Like, well, it actually got pretty good before I quit. West was in good shape when I quit.
Oh, I thought you meant the game in general.
Well, you know, West, they were better behaved. They were straightening things out. I guess it's just that they had a tyrant on top of them. They couldn't stop and supported bad behavior.
Bella and Polar Star.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Core.
Yeah, so if you did something about somebody who was misbehaving, they would step in and slap you down for having tried to correct it.
Pretty much. Which is the problem with London now.
Right.
It probably was before, but now it's more of a problem. Because Ash quit and sold his character.
Oh, shit.
Well, the guy who bought his character is actually supposedly a decent guy, but Cat and Chips are still causing trouble, and they still pretty much politically run the place.
Right.
even though the guy who bought Ash's character is technically stronger, he's not stronger.
You have to step in and be an asshole in order to shut him down.
Right. He's not stronger politically.
Right. You just have to step in and say, okay, enough's enough. Your castle's going. Your stuff's shit. And when I see you, I kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to be an asshole to do that. Which is another reason why I quit. Because even if I outlasted all the assholes, then I'd have to be one in order to straighten out the ones below me.
Right. That's the nice thing about Brutal Age.
Yeah, this guy took out a whole bunch of my stuff. And it cost me materials. Oh, what the hell? It wants more room to do the update.
That sucks.
And it's telling me what to get rid of. It is like, fuck you. It wants me to get rid of my favorite map program. That's what it wants me to do. It wants 2.76 more megabytes.
Well, you might be able to go to your folders and clear up space there.
Yeah, I've got some videos I wanted to watch that can be deleted. I'm going to watch them first.
Are they on your SD card or on the hard drive?
My SD card no longer allows read and write. What's on it is on it.
So you need a new one.
Yep, and I'm going to save up and get 128 megabytes because that's the maximum size this phone will take.
Really?
Yep. I know, there's bigger.
That's
we're looking
insane.
At a 2 terabyte.
Oh, well, my phone won't even handle a 2 terabyte one.
Yeah, we were looking at a 2 terabyte chip not too long ago. It was affordable, too. It's like, really?
I don't think so. I'm assuming it was 2 terabyte or 2 gigs.
2 tera.
How affordable?
I don't remember, but it was in the same rough price range as my 4 terabyte external drive.
Okay, yeah, I can see that, but I was thinking it would be a lot more. Because
that's astronomical.
That's like a solid state. Well, phones can't handle it.
Yeah, it's probably for a camera. There's something wrong with Google Play. It's saying that the update is only 10.32 megabytes, but it's downloading much more.
You might have to do it later after you do a shutdown and restart.
Yeah, I might have to.
Because I don't recall how many megabytes it was. But my Galaxy downloaded it right away. both the galaxies downloaded it right away, and the LG won't download it at all. It won't even tell me I got a clear space. It just says, pending download.
Right.
I know it's got space, though, so that's not the problem anyways.
Yeah, too bad there isn't a place on Google Play to rate Google Play.
Have you looked?
Good point. I'll make a point of doing that.
I'm looking now. Google.
I want to download the latest version of Google Play.
It don't look like there's an option.
No. Which means once you delete Google Play, you might not be able to restore it.
There's Google Pay.
Yeah, yeah.
But not Google Play.
I do know that from time to time it wants to be updated.
There's Google News. Oh, wait,
no,
here it is. Play Service Updates.
Is that for games?
Oh, never mind. This is something else.
Yeah. Yeah, that Google Play Services made it something else. Yeah,
yeah,
see, it's just downloading the same thing over and over and over again. And then every once in a while, it wants even more room.
Well, whatever you do, do not uninstall and reinstall.
What happens?
You lose your character and all your work.
Oh, yeah, because I haven't secured mine.
Yep.
And what do you need to do to secure your character?
Facebook.
Yep, can't do Facebook.
You can. You just give it false information.
I can't do Facebook.
Give it my phone number.
Right. Should I give it your photo as well? Got to give it a photo.
It'll probably automatically delete it if you put my photo.
Precisely. And I ain't giving it mine.
You can Google other faces and put something on there. I mean, that's how catfish get in.
Yes.
Just put some fake photo of some dude. Just Google.
I did, and it blocked that email permanently on me.
Okay, well, try another dude picture.
Right, then I need another email.
Yeah.
It wants a photo, phone number, and email.
Well, you can create Gmail accounts all day long.
Error code 6963. Yeah, it wouldn't install. Wouldn't even tell me there was an update earlier, even though the game was telling me that I needed to update. So I checked. There was no update to be done.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You suck.
Clear the cache and data of the Play Store. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, you want to know what sucks?
Not me.
I did not save a bunch of money by not switching to Geico.
That's pretty cool, actually.
No, I'm just kidding. Hang on, let me go find it. Oh, Zeusk. I
signed up for them a long time ago.
Yeah, they're a pay site. Add us on Facebook. Screw you. I got 2 messages. I know who one of them's from. And she's okay. But not worth paying $75 to talk to.
Yeah. You're not worth $75 to talk to. Ouch.
This girl's kind of cute. She reminds me of Zelma on Scooby-Doo.
I got Amazon shopping on here.
If Zelma looked like her, I would definitely date her.
Disable.
She might be worth $75 to talk to.
I can just see you stopping on a street corner and picking up a whore, giving her $73 and saying, yeah, you look like you're worth talking to.
She lives in Reed Springs, I guess Missouri. It's 75 miles away. Might be Kansas. She's 6 foot tall. She probably won't be interested in me. Tall women usually don't go for shorter guys. Although I did date one girl who was 6'3". Has kids, never married, Christian. Wait a minute. How can you be a Christian, have kids, but never be married?
Well.
And like Eminem. I knew you'd like that one. Janis Joplin. Prepper looks like Janis Joplin.
Yeah, the app name you're looking for is Google Play Store.
This girl's cute. She's 47 miles away. Hello, nurse. She kind of looks like Arwen.
Clear cache.
Oh, yeah.
Clear data.
She's beautiful. give her heart.
Yeah, maybe she'll talk to you.
Yeah, if I spend $75. See, I don't know if they can talk to me without spending money or not.
Yeah, I was very tempted to sign up for Spiritual Singles because of their policy. But my search criteria... There's only 4 women who show up, and I don't put much search criteria up. No smoking, certain age range, United States. And I get 4 women. On Spiritual Singles, there's only 4 women who don't smoke in America.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, did Uga Dali come up?
No.
Because she claims she don't smoke. And she claims she don't drink.
Yeah, I think I would have seen that.
She's a liar.
Really?
But
yeah, see,
I like her name, so I stole her name.
Yeah, I don't.
For gaming purposes.
You're playing games with her?
No, I use her name in the game for a character.
You playing games with her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating. It won't let me update Brutal Age. It gives me a blip when I try.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to keep this game or not. I'm not game. App. Don't know if I want to pay for it or not.
Right.
I'm trying to send a hello. And it says,
it's telling me it still only has to do 10.32 megabytes.
I have to subscribe. Spend $75. Well, $75 for 6 months, or $60 for 3 months, or $30 for 1 month. It's like, duh, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, now it's installing.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's been my experience. I pay for membership and I end up only talking to 1 or 2 people.
Right.
And they usually don't work out.
What's that one I sent you the link to?
I think it's
a pure catfish site. I think the site itself is a catfish.
Oh.
The, what is it, Cupid Feel?
Don't know.
You get a lot of activity.
Oh, okay.
Lots and lots of activity. There's, and all the women are good looking.
They all want to talk to you. Can't install app. Holy shit.
Here's one. P.S. It says, meet P.S. singles who are in the same situation as you. Sounds like it says, meet piece of shit singles who are in the same situation as you. Oh, shit. That's funny.
Right.
P.S. Piece of shit singles.
I can't update.
Wait till tomorrow. The only thing you can't do is use that new turtle and get those new characters until you get the update.
Okay.
Everything else seems to work fine.
Well, no, there's other things that told me I had to update before I could do them. That wasn't the only thing I ran into.
Wow.
So I'm going to send them an email. They say, is there another source for your app where I can download it? Because Google Play is fucking up.
Google Play is fucking up. Google Play sucks. Google sucks. Google really sucks. Google is the worst. Ooh ee ooh ah bing bang wada wada bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah bing bang wada bing bang boo. Play it backwards.
Google Play has gone wonky.
Wonky.
And won't download or install
All right, I'm falling asleep now.
Your app. Okay, why don't you close it out, seeing as we're 3 minutes from the end.
All right, this concludes the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
You can find out more about us at Rabbit Demented Trail Podcast. .com, or you'll be redirected to down to a download to a blah, 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 blah. You'll be redirected to an appropriate page where you can download and listen to past podcasts and contact us and leave us information and tell us where to go and how to find it, or give us, you know, other useful advice.
Yeah, tell us where to go and how to get there.
Join in, shoot. Probably.
Yes.
Probably. Kano should get on, how to be an advertiser on our program. Anyway. Et cetera.
We're looking for sponsors.
Yep. And with that yawn, that should pretty well do it.
All right, good night.
Good night, folks.
Don't forget to read our disclaimer. Okay, bye.
Yes. Yes, disclaimer. Read the disclaimer.